Section 2. You'll hear a talk about tourism in the mining community. First, you have some time to look at questions 11 to 15. Now, listen carefully and answer questions 11 to 15.
Hello, I'm delighted to welcome you to our mining community and very pleased that you're interested in the ores and pits of this area. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised with your special experience here. Now, let me start by giving you some warnings on safety rules and regulations. Rule number one, always wear safety equipment. There is a litany of safety equipment that mining workers use for their protection, from helmets to safety glasses and gloves. It is essential that all workers wear the necessary safety equipment at all times. There have been countless stories of workers being saved by helmets, which are the hard hats that you can see on the shelf beside you. So, visitors wearing helmets is mandatory in the mining area, although you are free to take them off when you're in the mining museum and picnic area. You won't need to pay any deposit, though you should return them to the counter once you finish the visit. The helmets are offered in all sizes, so choose a suitable one. All right. Our mining community is currently being refurbished for some of the main area, so please make a note of that, and you'll know what to look out for. So, when you go in or out of the mine, please pay attention to the road, for it has just been repaired because of the rough surface and can be really slippery since it's still wet. The history and process of tin mining are complicated and involve a lot of special words, but here you will see how it was and still is done. After a short 5 to 10 minute walk, visitors can track round a numbered route with clear explanations. Most of the tour is in the open air, so nice weather helps. All areas are clearly posted with signs, but if you have problems travelling around or climbing up and down, you can turn to the staff here, and we are happy to help. If you're interested, Blue Hills Tin Stream is a working water-powered tin streaming mill that gives visitors a very clear idea of how difficult it is to get tin out of rock. I hope you'll enjoy the informative indoor presentation and this self-guided tour, but you have to bear one thing in mind, that smoking is forbidden throughout the whole community. Though you can take phones and of course use them, you'll also be surprised that there will be more than just one place to go in the mine. The underground tunnel is now being refurbished and only relevant workers can access it. But it will soon be all finished and I believe it's a lovely place for you to explore around. Don't forget to wear protective clothing. It's mandatory.
Before you hear the rest of the talk, you have some time to look at questions 16 to 20. Now listen and answer questions 16 to 20.
Now, let's start by seeing where you can go. As you can see on our map in the brochure I've given you, we are here at the reception block. We have a famous mill which is used for making and processing materials such as steel and coal. To visit it, just go straight ahead, north, along the path in front of you, and you'll find it at the end of the path. Now, towards the east, go along the path from our starting point. Turn left to the corner and then turn right. There is a car park at the east end of the lane. To the west, there is a museum. Pass the shop around the crossroads, and it is just located at the west end of the road. And by the way, the shop is specialized in selling a variety of ore-related souvenirs, including keyrings, postcards, tin-made Lewis chessmen, and even Roman soldiers, which are made from beautiful pyrite. If you are interested in the laboratory where scientific experiments, analyses and research are carried out, it is situated at the southern part of the park, opposite the shop. I bet you'll be happy to hear that this laboratory is also used for gold and crystal refinement. So don't miss this one for the sake of it. I assume by this time you'll all need some rest and refreshment. So we have an excellent cafe which caters for delicious food and beverages at the other side of the road next to the shop. Of course, if you want to spend some time in the fresh air, we have a perfect picnic area which is just right and northeast of the reception block. Further east, there is a path leading to the northern part of the park, and at the end of it is the toilet. Now, most of the visitors would choose to use the mailbox and send the beautiful postcards to their friends. To reach it, just...
That is the end of section two. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section three.